الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله said, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slaves who have transgressed against yourselves, who have committed sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim. He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. I remind you and myself that Ramadan is the month also for us to take stock of our lives, like we said yesterday, and make tawbah. And when we make tawbah, to remember not to despair of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways that shaitan deceives is by telling you that Allah will not forgive you. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who said that only the person who has no faith despairs of the mercy of Allah. So to despair of the mercy of Allah, to say Allah will not forgive, is kufr. It is very important for us to understand and remember this, because this is the plan of shaitan, that he wants you to continue in the sin. So he tells you that Allah is not going to forgive you, so what's the point of giving up? So whatever you are doing, continue to do it, because anyway, you are hellfire material, so you may as well get used to it, which is not a fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the door of tawbah open till the last minute. The door of tawbah is shut when you see the malaika, when the ghaib becomes hadir. When the curtain lifts, then the door of tawbah is closed. But until that time, the door of tawbah is open. So quick reminder about what is tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah said, O you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. So, tawbah consists of two things, istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar is to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be sorry for what you have done, is to regret what you have done. And tawbah means to turn around. So therefore you make a U-turn, you are going on this road, and you find out this is the wrong road, so you make a U-turn and go back on the right road. And that is tawbah. So istighfar, well, tawbah. Now, three important things to remember in tawbah. Firstly, the first condition of tawbah is that you sincerely repent what you are doing. Not a half-hearted thing, not something you think, well, it's a formality, so I should say sorry or something. No. You sincerely regret it. You are ashamed of what you did. You sincerely regret it. It's something very bad. Which means that you do not go back to it. At least that is your intention, that you never go back to it. Whatever it was. It can be a sin, as in a major sin, it can be a minor sin. It can be something which is not necessarily a sin, as in being liable for punishment, but it can be something like wasting time, for example. So, maybe you spend, 5 hours, 6 hours a day in front of your computer, on Facebook and this and that, and you realize that Allah is going to take account of every second. So, what are you going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And all the con jobs that you say, that how you are giving dawah on Facebook, you know it is crap and I know it is crap, so forget it. So, you can't tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are giving dawah on Facebook. You are not giving anything on Facebook. You are just wasting your time. So, you make tawbah. You say, no, this is bad. I should not do this and I will make tawbah. So, whatever it was, to sincerely regret it. Second one is, never to go back to it. Right? So you apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you never go back to it. And the third one is that if the action was something in huquq al-ibad, that is the rights of people, then you also make amends to the people. So if it is huquq Allah, something that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to accept and to forgive sins. So you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you continue to do the right thing. But if it is to do with the people, for example, if you hurt somebody, you took away somebody's property, you stole something, you attacked the honor of someone, you slandered someone and so forth, then you have to go and make amends to that person. If you swallowed somebody's property, you got to give it back to him. You can't take away his land and say sorry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it doesn't work like that. Until that person forgives you, Allah will not forgive you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will not forgive you until the person that you wronged forgives you. And in this world, no matter how bad it might seem, no matter how painful it might seem, believe me, it is cheaper to settle it here than to try to settle it on the Day of Judgment. Because then there's no settling there. There is no settling there. But here, there is settling. And even if it's a case where you go and apologize and the person says, I will not forgive you, then at least your responsibility is over. At least I did what I did. Now, if you don't forgive me, that's up to you. But go and do it nicely. Don't say, I'm sorry. I don't care if you forgive me or not. Go and grovel, fall at his feet or whatnot. Rub your nose in the dirt. But make sure that you do that sincerely. Because whatever you did to the person, that's something that you ask forgiveness. Now, if they forgive you, alhamdulillah, if they don't forgive you, that's okay. But you do your part. That's very important. Including major sins. For example, if you remember the story of the lady who came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that I have committed adultery, and the whole story of how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with that. You know, he refused to look at her, he turned away this way and that way. Now all of these were opportunities that he was giving her to go away. And then he said, this woman, she's mad or what? She's Majnoon, why is she saying these things? So she said, no, they are not Majnoon, this is what happened. And then he said, go away and come back after the baby is born. So now 9 months later, 10 months later, she comes back. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, baby is small, you feed the baby, let the baby get weaned. So that's another 2 years, 3 years. And she comes back again. And only then did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam apply the had. All of the time that he kept sending her back, what was the message? The message was, just go make tawbah and go away. You don't have to come back. But different people are different. She had whatever reason she had, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of course appreciated the fact that she was so sincere and this and all that. But she could have made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was the close of the matter. She did not have asked for the punishment to be levied on her. A man came to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu during his time, during his khilafah. And he said, I have committed adultery. I have committed zina. Sayyidina Umar whacked him one and said, get out of here. He said, Allah put a cover on it. Why are you telling the world? Go make tawbah. He didn't say, do rajam for him. No. He sent him away. He said, I'm not interested. Go. Why are you telling me? What you did, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make amends and finish it. So making tawbah, not only does Allah forgive the sin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the sin to be removed from your book completely. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes an intention to do something good, say for example, I make an intention that when I finish and I go out from the masjid, I am going to give 10 riyal in charity. I have not given it. I am still sitting here. It's only my intention. When I go outside, I am going to give 10 riyal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes one hasana to be written in my account. I have not done anything. Just the intention. Then when I go and give this 10 riyal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the hasana to be written for that. And the reward is that of Allah, which Allah does is what? You give one, Allah gives 10. Conversely, if I make an intention to do something bad, when I make the intention, the malaika say, should we write? Allah says, no. Don't write. He has not done anything. Then I go and I actually do the deed. And the Malaika say, shall we write? Allah says, no. Give him time. He will regret. He will apologize. He will make tawbah. And that is not written until the end of the day, when the day account closes. And if still tawbah is not made, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that to be written. And that is only 1:1. There is no 1:10 in that. Only 1:1. Conversely, I make this niyyah to do something bad. And then, maybe I listen to the Fajr reminder. I think this is a bad niyyah. So I change my niyyah. I say, no, I will not do this. Allah causes a good deed to be written. Because I changed my niyyah. I did not do it. I just thought I will do, then I said, no, I should not do this. Good deeds written. This is the mercy of Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly, 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 how can we... Sometimes I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say, Allah, you said, la in shakartum, la azidannakum. And I say, Allah, I bear witness that it is impossible to thank you. How to thank you? It is impossible to thank you. Yesterday, after we finished Tarawih and all that, I was sitting there and then somebody said, I'm praying. I was not praying. I was making a sajda of shukr. And you know why I'm making sajda of shukr? Because I got a phone call from Makkah, from our Sheikh Rashid Dadwi, who has gone there for Umrah. And he said, I'm calling you from the Mataf. I'm looking at the Kaaba. And there are about maybe 2 million people here. And I'm making special dua for you. And I'm calling you to tell you I'm making dua for you. I said, how can I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here is a man who's gone all the way from Makkah. He's gone to Makkah. He's sitting in front of the Kaaba. He's phoning me to tell me this is what. And he is an alim, mashallah, and he's my teacher. And he's calling me and telling me that I am sitting here and I'm making dua for you. How do you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tell me. How can you thank Allah? This is the thing to understand. That make tawbah, inshallah, Allah will definitely forgive you. But if you don't make tawbah, then there's the other side of the story. If you continue with what you are doing, and this is a very big thing from shaitan. Shaitan says, we still have time, it's okay. We'll make tawbah tomorrow. So the issue is, do not despair of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who does not despair of the rahmah, if he thinks that he can continue to commit sin because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim, Allah is also Shadidul Iqab. Allah is also tough in punishment. So, sincerely regretting, inshallah al-Musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive. But saying Allah is Ghafur Rahim, therefore you continue to do, and this is an attitude we see all over the place. Hamare paas to bhi. Kayu kar hao, yaro Allah Ghafur Rahim hai. So it's an attitude of arrogance. You think Allah is worth nothing. So you can do whatever you want. And Allah will forgive. This is a very dangerous attitude to have. So never despair of the mercy of Allah. But do not treat the mercy of Allah as something that cheap. That, you know, I can play around with it. No. You can't play around with it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is not somebody that you can play games with. So don't play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in His mercy, make tawbah, inshallah Allah will forgive. But when is the time to make tawbah? When? Right now. Because we do not know when the time for our death comes. It can come at any time and it will definitely come once. So the time to make tawbah is right now. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make tawbah. Don't get up from here without making tawbah. Make tawbah, then you go wherever you're going. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah, to put sincerity in it, and to accept the tawbah and to allow us to change our lives and to live our lives only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end, that's the only thing which will matter. At the end, the only thing that matters is the end. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.